The best tea in the city.
Now, yesterday I was in your fields, ne? Today I'm not really that deep, actually, if you really think about it. I want us to talk about your health and you being in love. Is it working for you? Is love good for your health? We all know that being in love is a lot of work. And while we all love love, we cannot deny that love can be emotionally draining, which leads to affecting your health. I mean, if you think about it, breakups, they hurt. Fights hurt. Arguments hurt. Losing an argument hurts. No one really expects that, you'll be healthy, fully. So many people end up in psychiatric wards because of love, guys. Others have lost weight as a result of love-related stress. So it is important to observe that our relationship once in a while and test whether they are still good and healthy to us. Think about it. When people date, as much as we like to say opposites attract, most of the time, really, you have a lot in common. Background, values, you share a lot, including food. And you meet someone, they never used to drink, but because you enjoy a glass here and there, they end up joining you because, I mean, come on, it's better when you're together. And they avoided the drink purely because they knew themselves, hey, this thing is too nice, I might even get addicted. And then, boom, there they are. Their health is now affected because they are in love. So don't only just look at the bad, bad. There's also the good, bad. Bad habits that you both do. Your sleeping patterns are affected because you're too worried. Or, hey, the kind of diamond. We talk about 11, it's 2 in the morning. Your health is affected. Hashtag when love puts your health at risk. Is your relationship good for your health? When is love not good for you? Talk to me as you sip the best tea in the city. And while we do that, and I know you're working while we do this, so make sure that you go to g.co/growafrica. Why? Because Google's offerings is offering small and medium businesses in South Africa the marketing kit. The marketing kit with Google enables your business to access personalized stickers, social media posts, and more. And this is at no cost. The assets are auto-populated based on the business details on Google My Business. So you better get this free tool and get it today and start creating your personalized marketing resources for your business. Download the kit and receive printable posters, signs, and a whole lot more. That address again is g.co/growafrica. And do it now. Get started. Talking about when love puts your health at risk. When it does that, what do you do? Mulogadi Rachidi are when you have to apologize every single day. When you are afraid of him. When your partner takes every cent for their family and not include yours. When love puts your health at risk. You have had the palpitations. Look, love is an emotion that can have an extremely powerful effect on the human body. And that's, these are the things we hardly talk about, right? I mean, love can make us laugh, can make us cry. But at the end of the day, we would never want to live in a world without it. Oh, man, love. But have you ever wondered how being in love affects your health? You know, researchers have found that couples influence each other's eating habits. The use of alcohol, they influence each other's habits when it comes to smoking and sleeping patterns. So right there, we're talking about the core of your health. You don't sleep well? Trust me, you're not healthy. So in sickness and in health has now have a deeper meaning. Get it? When love puts your health at risk, is your relationship good for you? Is it? When is love not good for you? Lerato said earlier on, it is not love, it's the relationship that puts your health at risk. Exactly. What say you? 3 teaspoons coming up. Love can damage your health, Shem. Like, hi, hi, yani foot. O longli maronalumot. Sipati Ariana, ever went through some photos you took of yourself at a time when you're going through the most in your relationship and you look at how miserable you were? Yes, you were dressed up, looked cute, but you know, deep down, you were in hell.
The best tea in the city.
Weekdays, 9 to 12 p.m.
Kaya FM.
Kaya FM, 95.9.
These are the 3 teaspoons on when love puts your health at risk. One, you live in fear. The minute you fear your partner, you must know, it's not healthy. You fear they will leave you, or you fear the repercussions should you upset them. I mean, you are always on eggshells. The relationship is all about pleasing them and less about what you want and need. Second teaspoon on when love puts your health at risk, you resent them. You resent, not hate, resent them. When it is time to go home, you feel like crying. Or when you hear them walking in, you feel a part of you dying. Resentment is when your partner has done something wrong to you and you can't forgive them for it. If you can't forgive them for what they did, you're going to have negative emotions even when they do something nice for you. You resent them. That's not healthy. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on when love puts your health at risk. You live in the past. Every time you argue, you bring up the past. You bring out their past mistakes. You bring out their secrets. You even go as far as bringing out their childhood traumatic situations. And you use it in an argument. Basically, you don't care how badly you hurt them, so long as you win the argument. That's not healthy. Yeah, when you now start going to a lingerie shop because you need to buy new ones because tela se dipinyanyana. I get again, you're happy. Life can damage your health.
Yeah.
You see, I said there's a bad bad and there's a good bad of this topic.
Yeah.
So I don't know where you want to go.
I'll go with the bad.
The bad bad.
Yeah, the bad bad. I remember I'd started taking on a new job and I'd become a private investigator.
Yeah.
And normally that they work at night.
Oh, hawks.
Yeah. So I'm not sleeping.
Mm.
And I've got another job that I get paid to do.
Yes.
In the during the day.
Yeah.
But when I get to work, I'm exhausted.
I will see who you are, a volunteer.
Yo, PI. It's not for the faint-hearted. It's not. So I get resty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it affects my health. It affects my productivity at work.
Thank you.
Then I knew I should let go of the job. And the
it ain't paying the bills.
No.
It ain't taking care of you.
Nah.
Makhatem.
Hi, it links to the PI one also. When you're experimenting with looks there, because, you know, after you saw that there are certain looks that are favored more. So now you're trying to change the way you do your hair so that it can suit a certain criteria now that wasn't yours before. Now all of a sudden, you're wearing certain outfits.
So you're living your life based on likes.
Yes.
Oh my word.
That's, you know, that's not good.
Love can damage your health. Hashtag. Mm. When love puts your health at risk. Malusi Mahluku Ari, let's talk about the good bad. There's the bad bad and there's the good bad. The good bad is 29 years ago, I started waking up next to a caring, loving and beautiful soul sharing same sentimental growth with me. It's out of this world. Marisa continues to say, however, when she is not feeling well, all things change for the worst. I become so stressed out and I let everything stop so that I can give her the desired attention. Actually, even when she's sick, I shared a few kilograms. When love puts your health at risk. That's the good man. Ne? Pilinda barana, I'm the good. I win. And my relationship is good for my health. I'm happy. Hey, gumnandi man. What love? Hi. Voice notes?
Hey, Bratty. Love can damage your health and end up taking antidepressants. From being a deep sleeper to hoba a light sleeper, whenever you're sleeping, you need to wake up and check what's going on. And that's when I knew, hore, Miguel, you need to go. And I left Bratty. I am happy. I am stress-free, like sharp.
Oh, man, jingle, lad. Live. Get live with you. Marathon, baby. The thing about relationship is that most times we are not aware that they are the reason for our health or the way we feel. We will blame everything and everyone, but the one who is causing us illness, no, gets no blame. And maybe that's because the ones we love are not meant to cause us any harm, especially health-wise. But reality is the biggest contributors to bad health. Relationshiping. We are not yet ready to have this chat actually about ourselves, with ourselves. When love puts your health at risk is when you are always feeling lonely, but you are in a relationship and obviously you start thinking too much, starting getting headaches, the migraine, the high blood pressure, the busy loin. Even Molekwarati, in my experience, I've learned to love myself so much to the point that my energy and aura rejects negativity. Be good to yourself and everything else will fall into place. Emily Ndaba, are the pain of loving someone who's not working and wants to help you financially. At the same time, Agakoni, the pain that you're always together because of financial situation is not good for my health. But love keeps us going. There you go. When love puts your health at risk.
Been listening since 9. Can't relate. I'm not being insensitive. I'm just happy I can't relate.
But
I'm
good.
So happy. Yes.
But that's good.
And yeah, I listen from 20 past 9. And I'm genuinely not being insensitive.
Yeah.
I am genuinely happy.
Thank you.
That emotionally I am not connected.
I'd like Mugboni Lemina Mongena. Too happy. You know Mbonengan.
Ngani kisha foroso.
Uja foroso.
mixed veg.
Why is it kinga brunch? Mutuja foroso.
It's my first meal of the day.
No. Besides that, Lindununya na iting.
Itingi. Ukayu chon at long pulala gate.
Take the last sip. Call 086-000-959.
When is the relationship good for you? Is being in love good for your health? That's the biggest question we're asking.
Hey, Tupos. Yeah, get a new tater in page. When before I got married, I was a vegetarian.
Cheers.
Koko and I was a vegetarian, but year one, dishatile. In page, nobody. 3 to 6 months after Nshatile, Pela Yongalondule, Ndacha Inyama, and weight time, ya changed the tipos because my wife refused to cook Ukucha, Okundukjayo, and then Apina Pekin, I pickle Inyam. Jonga, it was so difficult for me to eat Inyama tipos, but in Lenny Changa, so Zucho tipos, those are the things that we do for love, Fate. What should we do? Sesela Pagi, I would say,
that's what I'm saying, there's a good. And there's a bad. Hey, Bongi.
Tibos.
How's it, Bongs?
Yeah, belong that bed.
Going up, Rami.
Yeah, no, I mean, I am in some bad relationship. I ended up in custody with you. Psychiatric ward for 15 days.
What?
Yeah, but, you know, this is in the I think in any end of the food being covered is square, eh?
Ah.
Yeah. Maralengu yoman jepana.
Hi, wait.
Maralengu yoman je.
I'm not.
Ukuthi lo engina manje ngiyamfile ngezwe nami ukuthi hayi azinsithonge na
ne
Yeah.
Anyakubonge la bongi.
Hey, le gato le tla o etsetsa di sleepless night. Le tla o etsetsa di sleepless night in such a way ya o tsoe mahareng a se o cheke phone and have heart palpitations. We get the go o thaothe ntho e leng siko and that thing it just gives you kore o ba reng ka sezulu o ya qwasha awulali because of rato. Hey, that is very hard, hey.
I can imagine. Umanjingi lad. Why? Umaratu.
Ungazithola baba umkwele uzusiya kusosobala uyofuna umuntu othizeni ukuthi uzame ukwenza lo muntu abuye lesimeni saqala. Azi ukuthi indaba yothando is missing up your brain.
Eish, Marasia, hello.
Kibos.
Ore Marasia.
Kizona Kibos.
Wala me bro.
Eish, listen, it's gonna keep us ready to talk about that sometimes, man.
Where's I think?
Yeah?
Where's I think?
My first relationship, she was, yo, I get that way every day.
Why?
Yeah?
Why?
And because we're going to show you, she was. I'm Rohan Roha, she was. Yeah? I'm Rahan, you're going to get a lot of people now, what?
Eish, kabaka so upola sfela si.
Yeah, hey, I'm from Tumu, which was, eish, what's wrong with you, everything.
That's nice.
And I can brought up blind, the case of my nature, the reason I did you feel in me, the same as I go very sports, the brought up blind, it was.
Even like, I want to cover your nose, really, no, oh, hey.
No, hey, it was, you know, in the brother.
But so lela, papa.
Blind. Everything she was happy.
Hey,
Malume Thabo, I dated a guy who I lived with at the time, and we moved in together, had been living for a few months together. And a little after that, my dad passed away. And about a few days later, after I buried my dad, this guy, Wang Populeje, was trying to sleep with me. And I said to him, how could you do this? And you know, the shock on his face, it was like, how? What do you mean? Where do you expect me to get this? And I resented him so much that I was not looking forward to going home. And I did not even look forward to him coming home. And I did not understand how selfish this man could be.
Oh, I get it. Because Baring Warola. Hey, we are Zila. And you need to take, like, so if some people even take a week or a month because you're still in mourning. Oh, man, I get it. Elijah.
Hey, Bratibus.
How are you, my brother?
Hey,
you are the biggest prophet, you know that, right? One of the biggest prophets.
I know.
But you didn't see this one coming.
Hey, I won't. I would do like a patuarelo, it's still an old thing wrong. Yeah.
Okupe sorry, Maraswe.
Maraswe.
Ach.
Also, the Jalo descent.
Kuri, I'm just sorrying for the sake of peace.
Eh, what a peace that.
Or Ohatetsuluan.
Eh, I would tell you about the pay them to your other. Eh.
It's all fair, eh?
Eh, it's all about.
Marasan's an old.
I get right.
Ufodile or Utsuile?
I keep for deal.
Oh. All right. Hey. Thank you, my bro.
Hey, Brachi. Yeah, it happened to me once. Okata phone, or ota phone, and ask yourself what went wrong.
Yeah.
The heart palpitation, sleepless nights, and then you just go like, what did I do wrong? And then, the second time around, right now, I am so happy. Just let go, and then he came back. I'm happy. We are happy. I'm happy. Kerebona.
Now you understand what they mean when they say love, relationships, is hard work.
The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.